When the news media reported that terror plot suspect Mansour al-Babsir had once lived in Corpus Christi, the secretary of the South Texas Islamic Society, Samir Jifi Balul, winced.
He's somebody I never met, and he doesn't represent me or my faith or my communities.
Of area residents who are religious, the overwhelming majority are Christian. Muslims are few in number, but they have an active, growing community. But Jifi Balul says most Iranians living here seem to be secular, and he says Arbatsiar, from what has been reported, was certainly not religious.
Because he used to go to the strip joints and drink regularly, and it doesn't sound somebody who's like a devout Muslim or who just...
Most people in this tourist destination had never heard of Mansour Arbatsiar before his arrest last week. He was mainly known by people who dealt with him at this used automobile sales lot near downtown. But one of his former business partners, David Tomshe, describes Arbatsiar as a simpleton who failed at even menial tasks.
He would always lose keys. He was very disorganized with the numbers. He might try to sell you a car and he'd say it's 89. It might be an 85. And I don't know if it's as much trying to cheat you as he just could not remember.
In spite of his irresponsible nature, Tomshe says Arbatsiar was well-liked by most people who knew him here.
He's a nice, likable guy, you know, friendly, easy to get along with.
But Tomshe says the lure of money may have taken hold of Arbatsiar.
I can't believe that he could set anything up. He could be somehow, somebody just said, well, you go do this and we'll give you some money. But I'm sure he wasn't the mastermind.
Most of the other people who knew Arbatsiar agree that the man they knew would not have been capable of carrying out any kind of plot. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Corpus Christi, Texas.